back out at the Gifford State Bank Christmas Craft Show. Found a unique booth with David from Cobra Minerals. David, can I ask you, why minerals?
That's something I've always collected forever. From when I was a little kid, I'd run around the driveway picking them up, go around the houses and pick them up out of the river rock and everything. And I've just been doing it for 45 years, collecting and selling.
Collecting and selling. Are there any other venues around the area that you sell at?
Yeah, I sell at Lincoln Square Mall all the time. We'll be doing a show next month in Danville at the Palmer Arena Center. I go to Tucson, Arizona to sell at the Tucson Gem and Mineral Show there, world's largest gem show. And I'll do the Peoria Gem Show and the Springfield Gem Show next year.
So how do you decide what you bring to these gem shows? Is there any process you have to pick out what you display, or is it just whatever you get?
It's just whatever I get and whatever box I pick up and put in the car.
Any particularly interesting minerals you have on display today?
Yes, I have a lot of stuff that we got out of our mine called the 79 mine in Arizona, with the hemimorphite, wolfenite, smithsonite, chrysocolla, and all that stuff. I'll be selling a lot of that stuff that I dug up myself out this weekend.
You said you dug it up yourself. How long you've been doing that?
20 years.
And that's just, again, you mentioned that it was a hobby you started when you were younger?
Oh, yeah. I started out just as a hobby when I was younger. Then I went into the military, and then I got the GI Bill, so I went to college for geology, and I've been doing it ever since.
Got to say that it is a very cool field. I mean, I walked by, I saw all the cool gems and minerals you had out, and it caught my eye. I'm sure it'll catch the customer's eyes. Where can we find you here at the craft show?
I'm at booth 133. By the restrooms.
By the restrooms. That's it.
There you go. All you got, by the restrooms.
By the restrooms. Hey, that makes it. That means everyone's going to be walking
Everybody
by you at some point, right?
Yep. And at the Palmer Arena Center on December 6th, I'll be there selling a lot for my personal collection and stuff like that. So I'm going to have some really nice stuff at the Palmer Arena Center next month.
Do you have a favorite gemstone that you have on display usually? Or
my favorite would be wolfenite.
And could you give a description of what that one looks like?
Wolfenite is a bladed crystal that is a yellowish reddish orange color, and it's real thin, and it's can be translucent and all that stuff. It's really cool.
Well, that's fascinating. It's kind of interesting to see how many different colors and shapes that the earth forms these crystals into.
Oh yeah, most definitely. I think there's like 7,000 different minerals now, and almost every mineral comes in various different colors, except for two. Azurite and malachite are always blue and green, but all the others can come in a variety of colors.
So how much time do you generally spend in the mines to get a display of what you have here?
Oh, all depends. Sometimes we can go down there for 3 days and not get anything, and other times we can go down there for 10 minutes and we hit a pocket and we'll pull out a lot of stuff. So it's not a set stone how much time we spend down there. But we'll go and we'll spend 3 days there at a time, and sometimes we win, sometimes we lose.
Kind of just the nature of the job then?
Just the nature of the job.
Well, David, I hope all of your gemstones are bright and shiny and ready to be taken off to their new homes.
Yep, thank you.
And reminder to all those listening that if you come in, it's a $1 donation at the door. The Gifford State Bank will give it back to local charities. Here, this craft show will start at 8 a.m. Saturday and at 9 a.m. Sunday. And be sure to stay tuned here to WITY for continued coverage of the Gifford State Bank Christmas Craft Show.